The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I think I am so traumatized right now because our dogs ran away. And I know it's Friday and all, but we have to talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
But we found them.
Oh, yes.
We found the dogs.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness. I actually made these special tags.
You did nothing.
Hold on. I made these special tags for our dogs. These are husky, so they run all the time. I need to put something cute on these tags. So one message says, I'm a bad dog. My mom is ugly crying. I ran away. Please call. Blah, 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 blah. And did the woman who called not mention a tag, DJ Automatic?
Well, you're fast forwarding through a lot of the story here, okay?
But did she mention the tag?
Okay, yes. She did mention the tag. But let's start from point A.
Uh-oh.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning and my daughter wakes me up and she says, Dad, I let the dogs out the house. And I'm like, wait, what happened? And she's like, the dogs are gone, both of them. And I'm like, oh. So I get up, I'm walking around the neighborhood and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to find these dogs. So I go get my car. I literally drove around from 1 o'clock until I came to the station here.
Damn.
And right before, this woman calls me, bless her little soul, and she says, hey, I have your dogs.
Oh,
did their tags say, my mom's ugly crying on them? And I said, yes, that's my dogs.
There you go, dude. I mean, shout out to Dana. That is very smart, and it pops out. And Automatic, I'm glad you don't sleep naked.
Because
if you slept naked, you'd have to take time to get dressed.
It would have been a bad time for Ava.
He got up in his boxer drawers.
I'm really
one
happy.
Sandal on, one off. He's like half asleep.
So when you found your dogs, were they roaming around or what were
no,
they doing?
No, they partied all night, dude.
Oh, dude.
They were filthy, like covered in mud. Dottie looked like she had her makeup was running.
They just left the after hours hookah spot.
I swear to God, I don't know what they did.
He said, Dana, they look so worn out.
Good.
You know, like I said, they're huskies. They run. He said, they didn't move. They were like, take me home.
I had to pick them up and put them in the car. They couldn't even jump up.
It's traumatizing because dogs become scary. A part of your life. And Otto was mad at me because
you don't want to go look for the dogs
sensible.
In the middle of the night with me.
I'm sensible. And I knew when the sun comes up, someone's going to call. So I put him up on the next door. But he's not sensible. And he's screaming and yelling. But thank goodness, a good Samaritan called. We got
a way to be proactive, Dana. And glad you found your best friends, DJ Automatics.
Oh, I'm so happy. All right.
Shout out to Ava's boyfriend, Dylan.
Oh,
he helped, look for him, too.
Poor Dylan.
I only yelled at him one time.
Dude, this is a happy ending. Now we're even shouting out the boyfriend now, dude. That's what's up, dude. Everyone's a complete family. This is beautiful.
All right, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Burger Day.
Dana just put up a burger recipe on the Dana Cortez Show Instagram.
Go to Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. This one has sautéed onions and an egg over easy. Honey, baby, it'll change your life.
Okay.
Go check the recipe now.
We also got National Milk Chocolate Day, which, I need a good donut to enjoy some milk chocolate.
Somebody told me that you're supposed to drink milk chocolate after you work out. It's like the best thing for your body.
That's not true.
I'm not even supposed to drink milk anymore because I'm not a baby.
Bad for you. Don't drink milk chocolate after a workout.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Water Park Day, dude.
Yes. Fun place on earth.
I've only had one great water park experience.
What was that, Anthony?
And that was when I was in middle school, and me and my friend Aaron were hanging out at the water park, and this girl showed us her thighs. And in the wave
that
pool.
That was amazing.
In the wave pool, dude.
Oh,
on purpose or on accident?
No, on purpose. 100% on purpose. She took a dare from her friend and she did it. And I was like, oh my God. And that was the first time that's ever happened to me.
Loaded into the space bay forever.
There's no way we could ever top that water park story ever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Growing up getting bullied, it's horrible.
It sucks.
But is it okay for a parent to approach a child who's bullying theirs? That's what a mom did, and she even threw it up on social media. Here's the audio.
I'm Abraham's mom, and he's been telling me that you've been bullying him, and I'd like to ask you to stop.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go to the principal right now.
He told me that you were telling people that he was gay. Do not mess with my son. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not playing. The next time he tells me that you're bullying him, I will go knock at your parents' door.
She didn't threaten to hurt the child. She threatened to tell the child's parents.
Either way, you invaded a kid's space. And anytime you're approaching a child like that as a grown adult, it's threatening to that kid. They don't really know what's going on.
Well, Anthony, the kid kid said, I'm going to go tell on myself right now. I'm going to the principal to rat on myself.
No, I think, the moment you cross that line, you go over there. And also, it's kind of counterproductive to make that much of a scene at school, because the moment that mom leaves, everybody's going to be talking about whose mom came up to the school to defend him.
See, what I think, though, I feel like she went right to the line. She's defending her son. Obviously, the kid's spreading rumors and talking bad about him and just making his life hell. And she loves that little boy. That's her son. So, of course, she's going to go defend him and say, hey, you need to lay off my kid. Was her tone a little off? Maybe her tone was off, but I don't think she crossed the line.
But let's just say automatic. You know, you and I are married. We have little Ava Matic. She comes home and she's crying. And she says, this mom came up to me.
I said, yes, I'm going to tell Dana, you better go fight her.
It's different when it's your kid. I understand how this mother feels. Her son is crying in bed. He's distraught. He's just depressed because the whole school is talking bad about him. So her first reaction is to defend him because she's told the school and nobody's doing anything. She told the principal, she told the teachers, and nothing's happening. So she's like, fine, I'm going to take matters into my own hand. What I think she did wrong, number one, post it online.
Mm.
That's number one.
That's odd.
You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram right now to watch the video. Number two, she should have gone to talk to the parents. That's what you do. Go tell the parent what the kid is doing. Then, if nothing's done, that's when, okay.
I think sometimes you get caught up in your emotions, though, especially when it comes to your kid. Like you said, if somebody was doing that to our kid,
That's why you're so politically correct. Oh, this and that. But if it's our kid, you're like, I'm going to beat the their parent. I know you. So, first talk to the parent. Tell the school, I want a meeting with this child's parent. Because what you're really doing by doing this is bullying a child. So it's counterproductive.
Yeah.
The lesson does not get learned if you're bullying a bully.
And your son might be gay.
So what, right?
So what?
If your son's gay, if he is or if he isn't, that shouldn't be something that someone makes fun of. My middle daughter, Stasia, her best friend in junior high was gay, and the boys were just so mean to him.
I remember that.
In fact, one time, they shoved him down the stairs. He broke his ankle at school, and still nothing would get done. That's a whole different conversation. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What,
do you remember that movie, This Is 40?
Yes! Starring Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann? Listen.
Hey, I'm Sadie's mom. Did you make a hot list and not put Sadie on the hot list?
She was not on my list, no.
You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards. I will come down here and I will f*** you up.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Are you crying?
Just let me go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not in my right head.
I understand. My mom's going through menopause, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a hard time.
I'm not going through menopause. I'm not going to go through menopause for, like, 20 years. I'm pregnant, you little bitch. God damn it.
Literally the worst thing you can tell a woman. You go through menopause.
She crossed the line, though.
All right, once again, check this video and please continue the conversation @DanaCortez on Instagram. Did this mom cross the line by approaching the child who's bullying her son?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, as a mother, when something happens to your kids, it's the worst. And one mom ended up having to call 911 because her 2-year-old got her head stuck in an angel food cake pan.
What?
How in the world did she get her head through the cake pan? No one knows. But she was running around the house with the cake pan around her shoulders.
Aww.
Like Superman.
Oh.
So firefighters got there. Luckily, the little girl was a trooper and she waited. They had to cut the cake pan off of her. Not grease.
Is her head still soft
water?
Or something?
I don't know, because you know how skinny the cake pan is? It reminded me automatically of when our daughter, if you don't know, Automatic and I are married. When our daughter put that bean up her nose.
Oh, my God, dude.
We had to
make her to the doctor.
Yeah, and then she held one nostril closed to make her sniff, and then the bee went, "Phew!"
Not your daughter snorting Frijoles.
She's a real mean guy, though, for real.
Well, from snorting Frijoles to some other stuff here. Okay, you know those hot women that you follow on Instagram? Well, yeah. She might not be what you think she is.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about IG model Mila Sofia. She's 19. She's from Finland.
Is she hot?
She lives in Greece. She takes a lot of bikini pictures.
Oh, okay. She must be hot.
Well, she's actually fake. She's an AI-generated IG model.
What the
So they are now putting...
What?
Yeah, they're making fake IG models and putting them out there. And this girl's got over 40,000 followers.
So all these 40,000 people are duped? She's not even real?
She's not real. And she does answer DMs.
No!
Oh, she's probably telling your husband exactly what he wants and everything like that, dude. Imagine when guys start falling for AI foot fetish things.
Yeah. I actually saw an article recently where this guy married his AI partner.
Oh, ew.
They're married.
Control, alt, delete that. No, all right, let's go from AI models to Brazil, where a woman was going home and she was mugged in the street.
Anthony, that's scary.
It was scary, but this has a great twist because not only did the mugger stop mid-robbery, he also fell in love with her. The two are now a happy couple and they've been dating for 2 years.
What? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Love a bad boy, Dana.
Not that bad.
So here's how it really went down. A man stole her phone, stole her purse, stole everything from it, found her photos in there, and then returned it to her later, and then bumped into her later on down the week. Just acting like he didn't know what was going on, dog.
It was all a setup.
It's all a setup, dude. Yep. He stole her phone, and he stole her heart.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kylie Jenner is admitting to having what plastic surgery and why... Does she regret it? I'm going to play audio for you right now. This story and more is the best gossip to Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
UFC President Dana White celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also got Soulja Boy celebrating a birthday and Glorilla celebrating her birthday as well.
So we'll talk about Kylie Jenner last. My first story is about her ex, Travis Scott. Now, I knew he wanted to have his concert in Egypt in front of all the pyramids, and we knew it got canceled, but why? Because the Egyptian government said that they were highly offended and it went against everything regarding their culture.
Mm.
And that's kind of sad because a lot of people get the movie bought tickets.
Tonight? The Travis Scott movie is supposed to come out tonight.
That's all that, but the concert's done. It's just not happening. And you can't get your money back for these tickets, or can you? What's happening?
Live Nation did say that they're going to refund everybody, but I know a lot of people who went bought flights and stuff like that to go
there. They're not going
to
refund that international flight for $5,000.
I'm pretty sure the aliens were ready to pull up to this one, too.
Everybody's disappointed. Universe-wide. All right, now let's talk about Tupac Shakur, the late, the great poet, the rapper, the actor, all of the above. One of his rings, it's a crown-shaped ring with a lot of diamonds in it. It was estimated to be sold for about $200,000 to $300,000. Went up for auction at Sotheby's, and they got $1 million for it.
Dang. Yo.
Imagine having that, though, as a flex piece. Just being at a party, and they're like, oh, I love your ring. And be like, yeah, that was Tupac's.
It's probably going to be Drake that ended up buying it. Remember he bought all the other stuff?
It might have been.
From Pharrell? You never know. We'll find out later. Thanks. And then finally, Kylie Jenner is admitting that she had breast augmentation. That's a boob job. But she also says she regrets it. And here's why.
You know, I got my breasts done. I had beautiful breasts, like natural tits. And I just wish I never got them done to begin with. Obviously, I have a daughter. I would be heartbroken if she wanted to get her body done. And she's the most beautiful thing ever. I want to be like the best mom and best example for her.
I know exactly what she's talking about because I've undergone 3 breast augmentations. I recently just had a reduction, which my husband DJ Automatic is upset about.
It's counterproductive.
But the thing is, I have a lot of self-esteem issues. And unfortunately, guess what that did? Carried down to my kids, to my 3 daughters.
Oh.
And so you regret these things because they see you and they think, oh, well, you're not, I can do this too. And
okay,
you don't because my daughters are perfect. They don't need to do anything.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful sentiment to give to your daughters. I think you should continue to uplift young girls like that.
Yes.
My comment to Kylie Jenner is you said you had beautiful boobs. We need to see them.
Prove it.
Anthony Automatic.
Come on, for you know, all good reasoning.
These guys turn into kids when we talk about boobs. I told you every single time. All right, that's your day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
America voted Taco Bell the best Mexican restaurant in the country, and they have something new coming. Let's talk about it in food news on your Friday. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I feel like this Hottest Hashtag is happy. There's a young girl. Her name is Alicia Navarro. She went missing in 2019, September 15, 2019, from Glendale, Arizona. And her mother fought tooth and nail, would talk to anybody who would listen, saying, my daughter is alive. I know we need to find her. Alicia walked into a police station in Montana earlier this week and revealed who she was and said, I want to call my mom.
Whoa.
Now, the mother and daughter are asking for privacy at this time. But We know a person, she goes by Phoenix Localista, who has been helping this mother keep the story alive for all these years. And she texted me immediately and she said, Dana, they're so happy they found her. As soon as they're ready to talk, we're going to try to get them on the radio. As a mother, think about your kids being late. They get they stub their toe.
She was 4 years late.
It's just scary. And I'm just so glad that there is a happy
ending. I'm dying
to
hear what happened, though.
You know what happened? She's alive and she's back.
I'm mad. You lost me with the stub the toe thing.
Well, when your kids hurt, Anthony, like
got
any
you.
Time
okay.
your child
all
hurts,
right. All right.
they
all
get
right.
a little boo-boo okay. and you're like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Not knowing where your child is for that many years. I'm
that's
just.
That's scary.
The mom has closure and they're together. And that's what counts. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Starting August 3rd, Taco Bell has birria tacos.
Yay!
They're not calling them that, though. They're calling them grilled cheese dipping tacos for the, you know, us Caucasian
hey,
people.
That's good, dude. I like that. That's a good name right there, dude. Because sometimes, you know, that birria thing, it's hard to roll them R's.
It is hard to roll birria tacos. So you're going to, what is it, consomme? What is it you dip it in? What is it?
It's white people's version of birria. That's what it is. And it's got like some cheese sauce and some savory red sauce is what it has on here.
Just a normal Mexican-American guy right here, Anthony A. And I didn't even know that dipping sauce had a name.
Well, the sauce comes from the meat.
I don't even like birria tacos. Anthony, dog. It's overrated, dude. It's overrated, dog.
You know what?
I'm with Anthony.
It's a weird TikTok dish, bro.
It is not. And by the way, your album might have not gone number one if you would have revealed that before. How dare you?
It wouldn't. You know what I did reveal?
What?
I told people that I don't heat up my tortillas on the oven. I do it in the microwave.
Oh, and,
oh my God, dude.
Get all hard and crispy.
Dude, I lost. I know what Doja Cat's going through right now, dude. I lost that amount of followers. But all right, let's get to National Day. First and foremost, we got to honor the Buffalo Soldiers, dude. Round of applause.
Yeah, like
National Buffalo Soldiers Day.
Please do your Googles. This is very important. Buffalo Soldiers. Google it. Teach your kids.
Yes. And we also got National Milk Chocolate Day. Anybody know? No milk chocolate
not
fans?
For me,
milk's
not
bad for you after the age of 3 to 5.
But you guys didn't get it like at elementary school when they give it to you?
Of course, yeah. That was,
baby,
and then you used it as a trading piece.
Oh.
Maybe get an extra piece of pizza on
hell
it.
Yeah.
The film that it leaves in your mouth, I'm not interested.
And we also got National Water Park Day, so hit the water park before you get back to school, kids. Or on the weekend if you're already back to school.
I have a story. You know, I didn't go to a water park till I was grown.
Oh,
really?
No.
I never went when I was little. We were city pool people.
Shout out to the city pool, dog. And let's go to wrap it up on something we all love in this room. It's National Burger Day.
I'll take
Let's
the cheeseburger
go.
Meal.
Dana's got a burger recipe up right now in Dana Cortez Show.
I do. Before that, though, Automatic, I wanted to praise you for your grilled burgers. Now, I know it's a million degrees outside right now, so you're not grilling, but you make the best goddamn grilled burger. It's so good.
Tell me something I don't know.
I lied. Go check my recipe, though. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, I show you how to make caramelized onions. You put an Eggland's Best Egg over easy on top. Honey, baby, it'll change your life.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing school bullies.
Yeah.
And we actually played an audio clip from a mom whose son was getting bullied at school. So she approached the young woman who was bullying her son. And Dana asked Automatic this question right here. Here we go.
I'm Abraham's mom, and he's been telling me that you've been bullying him. And I'd like to ask you to stop.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go to the principal right now.
He told me that you were telling people that he was gay. Do not mess with my son. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not playing. The next time he tells me that you're bullying him, I will go knock at your parents' door.
She didn't threaten to hurt the child. She threatened to tell the child's parent.
Ooh, Automatic, you are a father, and you were once a child yourself, so
yes.
You went through bullies, and you might have done some bullying, myself too. How is this? Did this mother handle it correctly? Let's talk about it right now. Us with me two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and Automatic, man, this took me back to school, bro. I remember the one time I did see Julio's mom pop up at school because Julio was getting picked on. It did not go well for Julio.
Oh, no.
What happened to Julio? Because everyone started calling him lame because his mama had to come defend him.
Damn.
And that's
went from bad to worse.
It was counterproductive, dog. And I thought this mom was a little bit out of pocket by approaching a kid at a school. That's weirdo behavior.
So when we first talked about it, I said I didn't feel like she crossed the line, but then I started thinking about it. If it would have been a man talking to my daughter or if I had a son that way, I would have been a whole different story.
I can feel the rage already, dude.
Because at first I was like, oh, it's a woman, it's not that big a deal. But yeah, if it would have been a man, I don't know what I do. I think we might have to meet at the park.
Now, let's flip the script. Say that was your daughter or your son saying that, hey, I'm getting picked on. What should I do? How am I going to handle this bully? Are you going to go there and talk to them like that?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I'm going to tell her, punch him in the nose.
Yeah.
That's the quickest way to stop a bully. I'm sorry.
But when I came into like my era of really getting picked on and stuff like that, I was fortunate enough to have a aggressive older brother. Yeah. So I never really had too much smoke with that. But my dad, and mainly my dad, was the type of guy to say, hey, if you come home, you don't have a black eye or something like that, or you lose a fight, you're going to lose a fight here too.
Damn,
so that's even more reason to win a fight out there.
So when I moved from Minnesota to New Mexico, being the lone white kid, I had to fight a lot of fights. And that was one thing that my dad used to always tell me. That was his advice to me. He'd be like, hit him in the nose because then they can't see. And if he can't beat, he was like, you better hit him again after if they don't fall.
So hold on, brother. Wait, when you moved to New Mexico, were you the only white homie amongst a group of Mexicans and Chicanos and everything? Like
yeah.
That. Oh my Yikes. God, dude.
So I was in, you know what I went through. But so let's put it this way. By the time I was in high school, nobody was messing with me anymore.
Oh my God. I just had flashbacks to my homie Uriah. He was the only white boy who grew up with us, dog. Oh, I love you, Uriah.
And I had a weird name too. Doesn't help.
Let us know if you think this parent handled it correctly or if you disagree with them. At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, across all social media platforms. The Dana Cortez Show podcast is available on all digital streaming platforms as well, too. Have a great weekend. We love you. More music on the way. And Two Dudes, One Studio was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.